And so I would urge you to support that organization there, Cave Springs Baptist Church of Albany, this coming Thursday at 6:30, asking folks to come and join them in praying for America. And one thing that you can do as a believer and also as a gun owner, I understand that gun owners and Christians do not register to vote and do not vote. And that's your way of having a say in leadership for America. And if you don't register to vote, and if you don't vote, you really have no say. And I don't mean to be ugly with that. I'm just saying it's that critical. If you have not registered to vote, you can go to your county court clerk, and they will advise you of how to sign up. You can register whatever party you desire. But if you're a Christian, you know, you need to make sure you vote, but you cannot vote unless you're registered to vote. And they'll tell you where you're to vote. You can ask questions that that may be puzzling to you and just ask them, where do I vote and when do I vote? Of course, this coming November, November the 5th. And there are some elections that will include write-ins. You're able to write in a person that you feel would be a better candidate than the person running. And so that's the integrity we have. That's democracy. Now, you'll hear the Democrats saying that democracy is at stake. Well, they know because they cheated on the elections. Democracy is letting you vote. If you don't vote, that's not democracy, if you're not allowed to vote. Or if you vote and your vote doesn't count because somebody over here on the left says that they have a right to remove your vote. So, you know, election integrity is critical, and it's important that we as Christian people, as Americans, as gun owners, make sure that we register to vote and then make sure we vote on November the 5th. You need to educate yourself, ask questions. I would urge churches to register people to vote. You can do that by just getting some cards from the county court clerk and making them available in your church for people to register to vote, whether in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana. You just make it available for people and help them to become responsible as citizens. Remember, democracy is your right to vote. And so the Democrats know that democracy is at stake because of the dishonesty in the previous election that the Democrats were responsible for. We're going to hear from FRC on election integrity. We're going to hear from a former Secretary of State of Ohio. And then we'll be back to open up the phone lines.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Jody Heiss. Glad to have you joining us today. All right, yesterday, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin signed an executive order instructing the Department of Elections to remove non-citizens who may have purposefully or accidentally registered to vote. The order also required that the state identify and remove deceased voters. Catch this. The number of which totals over 78,000. Well, in contrast, there's another state, Ohio, that made only surface-level efforts to address their election integrity problems. So what can we take away from this tale of two different states? Well, here to discuss this is Ken Blackwell. He's FRC Action Special Advisor for Election Integrity, and as you probably are well aware, he previously served as the Secretary of State for Ohio. Ken, welcome back to Washington Watch. Always great to see you, my friend.
Jody, good to be with you.
Okay, look, before we get to your state of Ohio, give me your thoughts on what Virginia's governor has done.
I think the governor has aggressively addressed an issue that must be addressed across the country. As you know, we have a decentralized system, and so states approach these problems differently. But what needs to be addressed is the real threat to the integrity of citizenship in our country, and that's tied to the porous borders that we have. So our national sovereignty and the integrity of citizenship is really wrapped up in how various states, or all of our states, deal with these election integrity issues.
Absolutely, and I think it was a bold step that Governor Youngkin did, that he took for Virginia. So let's switch over to Ohio by contrast. Explain to us what's happening there as it relates to this issue of election integrity.
Well, I think, one, Ohio didn't have a deeper hole that Virginia had. And the reason for that is that we've had two consecutive secretaries of state that have dealt with, one, non-citizen voting, have also dealt with keeping foreign money out of our elections, changing the composition of the electorate. And we've done it by making sure that we have all of the polls in Ohio covered with trained poll workers and observers. So it's a very transparent system. Now, Jody, I'll just tell you, President Trump won Ohio by eight points. I would imagine that he's going to win Ohio by 8 points again. This is not going to be down to a nail-biting contest like it will be in Virginia, because that will be a clawback effort by the Trump team. But, you know, when you start talking about Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, we're talking about results that will probably be within the margin of litigation. Again, Ohio, not to worry. All systems need to be stress tested, and we need early warning systems. And I think that those are in place in Ohio. But this is, I don't think Ohio is going to fall within the battleground states this time around, because it wasn't last time. And again, not to worry, because Ohio's governor, secretary of state, and the both chambers of the legislature have been dealing with this issue, and I think that things are under control. But I tell Frank LaRose all the time, we have to be willing to have folks kick the tires, and I think there's a citizen group that's kicked the tires, and now it's our obligation, Frank's obligation, to show them that their worries are misplaced.
Well, absolutely. Real quickly, our time is running out here. If you could, from a 30,000-foot perspective, just 1, 2, 3, what are the biggest concerns you have as it relates to election integrity nationally? What are the issues that need to be addressed?
Poll coverage, making sure that it's a transparent system. We need to make sure in our 3,100 counties, as many, if not all, of the polls are covered by bipartisan sets of eyes. The other thing is to make sure that we are aggressive in cleaning up the voter rolls. Now, the opportunity in Ohio closed yesterday, and that's the case in most states. But I feel confident that we have been paying attention to voter rolls and aggressively dealing with them, just as typified by what the governor did in Virginia yesterday.
And I would personally add to that the voter ID. I mean, we need to know that that people are
who they say voters and, as well. And Ohio, through citizen involvement and aggressively asking for it, Ohio has now photo ID, and I think that's very, very important. I've been advocating
extremely
for that
important.
For quite a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now with what Governor Youngkin did yesterday in Virginia, can other states, governors, secretaries of states do more between now and election time to secure election integrity? And has what Governor Youngkin done, is that a good model for others to take?
Well, I think his risk orientation is a good risk orientation. And you just have to be willing to press the envelope, because what's at stake again, Jody, let me just say, the integrity of citizenship in our country and our national sovereignty. And so making sure that we have people in elected positions, whether secretaries of state or governor, that are willing to say, we're going to go to the mat on these issues is very important.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ken Blackwell, FRC's special advisor for election integrity for FRC Action. Thank you for joining us on Washington Watch.
Let's get to the polls.
All righty, that's good information. And some of the things that also we need to watch out for are the machines. You know, you have the local precincts that take them to the county court clerk, and then from there it goes to the state, and I understand that they run together, but machines are still counting the votes. Machines were made in Canada. And then also, at least hearing Lee Watts recently mention that our Secretary of State, who is a Republican, he doesn't want reform in our elections, still wants the drop boxes. So, you know, you never know what's going on. We are told to depend upon our leaders, but can you trust our leaders? And the answer is no. So, anyway, the election winner for November the 5th, it could take weeks to decide. You shouldn't do that. You should decide that day. If they, you know, they have ability in America to make that happen. But with the different things that are going on, and even though that many people are rallying around Trump, and many people are not rallying around Kamala Harris along with Mr. Waltz, her candidate, they were appointed to that position. Democratic convention coming up next week, and we don't know if Kamala Harris will even still be in the running, because everything is in such disarray, which creates a threat to our citizenry in America. So I'm just telling you that. Now, I appreciate hearing from a gentleman named Joe from Liberty, Casey County, that's willing to take a tent and teach people how to pray for America. And we are a little bit behind on that, but we do have four tents. We would have a banner that says King of Kings Radio. Also, a banner that says how to pray for America in her elections or something to that effect. And we would like to, you know, if you're interested in setting that up, I would set it up every day if I could. I know that for me, I may just do it once or twice a week. Go. You have to get permission from where there's a lot of people. That's where you want to go, where there's a lot of people. Don't go into a remote area, but go where a lot of people and tell them to pray for America. And here's how you can pray for America. We need to make some more. I have Carolyn to order some more model prayers and pass those out. Not only do they get a souvenir, but they get an instruction on how to pray for America. It's that serious. It's that serious. You know, Joe Biden won the election supposedly from his basement. He never got out and campaigned and took all those votes because there was no integrity in our election in 2020. So 2024 election's coming up. And I thought you would appreciate that information. I do want to go back and pick up with Michelle Bachmann again. And I think you need to pay attention with what's going on in the Middle East. Armageddon is coming. And there's, you know, the fulfillment of the 10 toes of the book of Daniel, along with Daniel talking about Jacob's trouble in the 70th week of Daniel. So many things are in line with the coming of the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. Now, many folks are looking for the Antichrist. I'm not. I believe there's two parts in the coming of the Lord. There is the rapture for the church. The church has no purpose in the tribulation period. The tribulation period is about Israel and the uncircumcised nations of the world. It's a time of judgment, 7-year judgment. And so, with that in mind, I want you to hear again, Michelle Bachmann. Lots of times you hear, but you don't hear. And what she has to say, it's hard to believe that we have had a president, and still do, that will not defend in the integrity of America and our freedom. Very interesting, and I think it's worth hearing again.
This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel is on high alert because of the threats of a direct attack from Iran. Several days ago, the head of the Hamas terrorist group was eliminated in Iran. Iran is embarrassed by their failure to protect this terrorist. Israel has not claimed responsibility for that. However, Iran is blaming Israel. In response, Iran has vowed a massive attack on Israel, including intentionally hitting civilian populations. Michelle Bachmann is the dean of Regent University and a former presidential candidate. She says Iran has been strengthened because of the failure of both Obama and Biden.
Through the 8 years of the Obama administration, I was serving in the United States Congress at that time. I was floored, beginning with President Obama's first speech in Cairo, where it was very clear he invited the Muslim Brotherhood, which Hamas is a franchise of the Muslim Brotherhood. Their design and goal is to conquer the world for Islam and to annihilate the Jews. And President Obama literally invited the Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood to be in the front row. They were his guests of honor. And we saw this throughout his administration, that essentially President Obama wanted to further the aims and goals of the Iranian government. Again, the chief state sponsor of terrorism in the world. And he enabled over $200 billion to go to enrich the Iranians and to build out their nuclear program, which they've said very clearly, unapologetically, they will use nuclear weapons to annihilate the Jewish people, kill them, and annihilate Israel. And they would use nuclear weapons against the United States. Why in the world would an American president further the aims of Iran? Well, Joe Biden today has the same people in charge of foreign policy that Barack Obama did. And so we're seeing the same exact policy. If Iran has a nuclear weapon, they are the only nation on earth that will use it. They will use it on the United States. They will use it on Israel. We need to understand this is a desperate reality. So we're sitting in Nashville. Imagine if Nashville had a nuclear bomb go off and literally millions of people were killed. That Iran has no problem with doing that. As a matter of fact, in Tehran, the largest city in Iran, there's something called Palestine Square, and there's a doomsday clock. And the doomsday clock is set to the day that they will annihilate Israel. They believe that this will happen. This is their stated goal. And any president who fails to take seriously the goals of the Ayatollah and Iran is a fool. But worse than that, that president will have blood on their hands of perhaps innocent Americans. If we have a direct attack, and let's face it, probably 13, 14 million unvetted people have crossed that border. How many are terrorists? How many have established beachheads across the United States with nuclear weapons, a dirty bomb, to do something to blow up U.S. cities? I'm not saying that to fearmonger. I'm telling people we have got to get serious about the threats that the United States is taking, and we've got to demand that our president start looking out for the United States and stop aiding and abetting America-hating terrorists across the world and those who seek the destruction of Jews and the Jewish state.
Tensions are high in Israel among the civilian population who are pressed on every side. I want to call on all of you prayer warriors who are listening today to please pray for Israel. Pray for continuous protection of the soldiers fighting on multiple fronts. Pray that God would use this time of uncertainty to reveal himself in miraculous ways to the people of Israel. Finally, pray for the Jewish people that they will understand that their help comes from the Lord and not to trust in chariots and horses, however high-tech they may be. Please pray that they will look to the God of Israel for deliverance. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.
All righty, a couple of times around, and again, when you see the workings of Iran, you see Barack Obama behind it, because basically President Trump put them out of business, and now they're back with nuclear threats, and it's something to be alarmed about. Let's hear what you have to say at 800-408-8888. You've received a lot of information this morning. I'd like to hear from you, maybe from both sides of the aisle.
Tell it like it is, tell it like it is, everywhere you go, tell it like it is, don't sugarcoat God's word, it needs to be heard, have enough guts, stand up and tell it like it is.
All righty, let's go to the phone lines. You folks will be sounding off today, and it'll be interesting what you have to say. So let's welcome this caller. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Brother Dave. This is William from Florence.
Hello, William.
Hello. Yeah, I believe that song, Donald Trump, he tells it like it is. When, you know, he don't have, he's not ashamed to set up and talk to anybody. He'll sit in for hours and talk to the media and everybody, but Harrison won't. But anyway, Brother Dave, I got a thing I found online. I don't know if you'll let me, I don't know if it'd be right to tell you or not. It's about Donald Trump and about what he says about Jesus, our Savior. Would you mind if I read that, or would that be
maybe another time? I know that he's come out and said that he is a Christian, but I want to kind of stay with the election integrity today.
Okay. But what I wanted to say on the about the Muslims and all that, they say that they're going to get into our political stuff and take over. So that part of it, they've told me to my face, and they've also said they won't cut my head off and stuff. So we got a problem. So we do need to pray, and we do need to be aware. Americans need to be aware, because if they get a stronghold in, you know, in these cities that already have, they like in Michigan and all that, they said they're coming to the White House, you know. So I just want to let everybody know that they're not ashamed to tell us that. You know, that they want to take over our country. I hate to say that, but that's what they've told me to my face, and I just want to share that, Brother David.
All right, very good, William. Always good to hear from you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All righty, some good information there. You know, we cover basically 8 states with the Internet. We go into all the world. And so wherever you're calling from, are you concerned about elections? Are you pretty well satisfied that everything is safe and okay? I think it's worth talking about. And then what's going on in the Middle East with Iran? It's Barack Obama and Joe Biden that's put them back in business again. And that's a threat to America. And you think you can handle nuclear stuff, but you can't. A lot of folks think they can handle a civil war. But why have all of that when we can ask God's help? And maybe the Lord will spare us from such activity. Phone lines are wide open, 800-408-8888. Like to hear what you have to say. Again, you're welcome to sound off.
We're living in the last days. Fearless times have come. Stand up, tell it like it is. Men are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Stand up and tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Everywhere you go, tell it like it is.
Alrighty, let's go back to the phone line. We have another caller. Let's hear what they have to say. Thanks for calling. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, is it me?
It is. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the Muslims have been in the United States for a lot of years, and that's what their plan is, to take over. And way back when Obama was elected, I heard when he was elected the second time that there was that they think it was voter fraud, and everything that he did when he was in there was like I heard him stand up and say that the United States is no longer a Christian nation. And what I really have been the most upset about is the church. The Christians, they're not getting out there and vote. And if we would all get out there and vote, and even vote the 3 times a day like you are doing now, that they wouldn't be able to steal it through the vote, taking the votes, voter fraud. Anyway, we're just going to have to keep praying, and I'm a little afraid about asking God. Well, look what this nation's done. We have murdered over 80 million little babies through abortion, but I feel we're sort of like Israel, that God hasn't really gave up on us yet. But anyway, what we've got to do is pray, 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 and pray some more. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. All righty, he didn't give up on Nineveh. Sent the preacher there, told him what they needed to do, and God spared that country. Here's another caller. Let's hear what they say. Thanks for calling.
So this is being heard, and I believe 100% if all Christians in this United States of America and the whole world would put their trust in Jesus right now and pray to him for help, I believe that this could turn around quick.
Okay. Okay, Vivian.
You know, I just have that much faith in the Lord that he would listen to his people.
All right. Thank you very much. Good to
God
hear from
bless you all.
Okay, 800-408-8888, and we're talking about the election integrity. Are you satisfied with that? Everything cool? And are you registered to vote? Are you planning on voting? And it's not a show-in or a shoe-in, as they would say. It's, you know, it's a very evil time. Anyway, you folks are sounding off. Like to hear what you have to say. Phone lines are open.
I recall climbing up that backyard tree. Before I knew it, I had hit the ground. She knew my arm was broken as she threw the car door open. Hurriedly, she headed into town. As we stood there waiting, I said, Mom, it really hurts. As she pointed to the doctor there with these words, you know what she said? You can't fix it, but you can. Don't you cry, there's healing in his hands. He can take what's broken and he'll make it whole again. You can't fix it.
Alrighty, good to hear from you folks today. You're sounding off today, and 800-408-8888. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Good morning, Brother David.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, I'm concerned about election integrity, and I'm hoping that those are able that are able-bodied and who don't have to go to work on that day can be ready to volunteer to be poll workers. The more of us there, the more ears we have on the ground.
Yeah, what concerns me though, Michelle, are the machines. They're still using the same old machines, and they can be tinkered with, and it should be a very big concern for people. Machines are accessible to fraud.
I agree with you there, and I believe there's one state already that has said they're doing paper ballots, and I hope that that could go across the United States, but the only way that's going to happen is if the people stand up and say, nope, we're not trusting this anymore, let's do it this way. And the only way that that can happen is if we start making phone calls. We've got a couple of months left, time enough to be making a nuisance and demanding some of these things be protected. They just released, Newsmax just released a statement that Governor Walz has said driver's license for all. Well, with a driver's license, they can get, you know, to be able to vote. We see what they're doing. They're just pouring these people that they're illegally bringing here by airplane. They're called midnight flights. They're pouring them into these states to give them that more electoral vote so that they can unbalance the system, and that's what they're doing.
Well, does it bother you that Michelle Bachman had mentioned that we have terrorists in our country that could, rise up at any time?
Absolutely. I've been studying that, Brother David, since 2014 when I reported on my show back then that at that time, in 2014, they had discovered 27 training camps, all over the United States by foreign implement on our land, training their warriors to fight us. Now, what sense does that make it? And they own a lot of land because of that. It concerns me that $239 million went to a terrorist group. And it was mistaken, they said. Just like Governor Walz misspoke about his military. I mean, these are the words they use. And that famous clip that's going around right now when the interviewer kept pushing Kamala, have you been to the border? Have you been to the border? Yeah, we've been to the border. Yeah, we've been to the border. And he said, no, have you been to the border? And I haven't been to Europe either. What was her response?
Yeah, and then she won't do a news conference, and yet she's leading in the polls. It's just, it ought to be of great concern.
She can't go from the worst accomplished vice president in our history to America's darling the next day.
Well, that's interesting, too. That's interesting, too. What about the upcoming Democratic convention? Will they nominate her, or there's somebody else in the shadows? Is there something going to happen?
I think the Democrats who are now chattering about it, they realize she picked a wrong running mate that made them the hardest leftist pair in our history, and they're now getting concerned about that because many Democrats are starting to speak out about, you know, their conservatism and what this man is. And the other day, y'all was talking about conservatism and why they, you know, they call them conservatives and not Christians. Then their response, their formal response to that was, not all conservatives are Christians. So that was why they came up with that, for inclusion of those that are conservatives but not Christians.
Very trying times. Thank you very much, Michelle.
It is. Have a blessed day, Brother David.
All right. Good to hear from you. 800-408-8888 is the telephone number if you'd like to sound off today. Let's join this caller. Hello.
Yes, Brother David. I just wanted to, add about what Michelle. There was one thing that they say that the illegals in certain places are given the driver's license, so that gives them a chance to get in there, you know, and use that ID for voting. And I really am concerned, just like many citizens are, about these illegals and what they're doing whenever they are coming into our country and what they're organizing and what they've been told to organize against us. And about Iran and the Friends of Israel have in their Israel My Glory magazine that Jordan is saying that Iran is working to overthrow their government, and so they're really working with Saudi Arabia and its group, you know, to help Israel to know against the works of Iran. And it's all something, you know, God is working. He has removed two Democrats out because the Jews are standing for their rights and out of public office. The Bush person and the Bowman person, they're out. And, you know, God's helping through people praying and standing, Brother David, and that's what has to be. Thanks so much for your time, and God bless you.
All right, thank you for calling. And, you know, election integrity, we've been talking about it ever since the last election, and people said, oh, well, it wasn't an illegal election. They hated Donald Trump so bad, it didn't matter what integrity was. But it's very much concerned. You have kids, grandkids. You ought to think about them. It seems like everybody thinks everything's going to just fall in place because it's always fell in place. But we have domestic enemies as well as foreign enemies. You're welcome to sound off, 800-408-8888. We have a few moments left and like to hear what you have to say.
Elijah declaring the word of the Lord, and these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And oh, these are days of great trial.
Alrighty, the sounds of the Barrett family for us this morning. Let's go back to the telephone line. You folks have something to say. This caller does. Hello.
Brother David, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I thought it was interesting that Brittany Griner, the professional women's basketball player that was imprisoned in Russia, before that happened, She was one that would not participate in the national anthem. But at the Olympics, when they won gold, she had her hand over her heart. Tears were in her eyes, coming down her cheeks. Sometimes we have to lose things to appreciate things. And I'm praying it doesn't happen to America, where we're going to have to lose our freedoms, lose our right to worship God, to really appreciate what we have right now in America and what we did have that our forefathers initiated.
Are you concerned about the voting machines or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why won't they deal with that?
Go ahead.
Why won't they deal with that? Why won't the so-called conservatives deal with that? I mean, the left will tell you what to do.
There were several people that went against those machines, investigations, accusations, and everything else, and they got sued beyond recognition. They got sued, bankrupt the people that wanted to investigate it, so nobody wants to touch it. That's how the other side's working right now. They're suing everybody and bankrupting them and scaring them away. And, no, I don't trust the machines at all. But one good thing, but poll workers, you know, what are poll workers going to do when the machines are operating and they're switching votes and everything else? But they were looking for 100,000 volunteer poll workers. 157,000 have volunteered. So people are waking up. People are concerned.
Well,
we just have to.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Well, the thing about it, you know, we have a couple of months left, and if God doesn't help us, there's no help.
No, I told a brother the other day, our only hope is for God's intervention. And, you know, we don't know what God's will is, and we have to accept his will for sure. And it might be that, you know, we have to go into captivity, like you said. I don't know. But there's one interesting thing. You don't hear of Republicans switching to Democrat. I thought that's interesting. You have Democrats switching to Republican. Another California senator just switched to Republican last week. But you don't see Republicans switching to Democrat, and there's a mighty good reason for that. And also, there was, let me see here, there was 14, they were interviewing illegals. And about 3 weeks ago, 9% of those that they interviewed said they were registered to vote. Now it is up to 14%. So something's going on where they're getting the registration forms into the illegals' hands. And Ms. Harris said, I guess it was this weekend, she is calling for instant citizenship for the illegals.
Wow.
And that's obvious why they want to do that. That's
well,
so they can get in there and they can vote.
Another question before you leave. Do you expect anything to change at the Democratic National Convention?
Possibly. They said that Obama's people are running everything right now. Basically, all they're doing is changing puppets. They went from Biden to Harris, and they may just do it. They may change again if they feel like she's not polling the way they want her to poll. So I don't know. Anything can happen at that convention. We do know they're expecting 25,000 protesters. So that could be a very volatile convention that they're going to have.
So
Obama's running everything.
Well, since you mentioned Obama's running everything, that means a Muslim is running the Democratic Party.
That's exactly right. We have to realize we go to bed at night or we're going about our jobs during the day, that those that are in charge do not have our best interest in mind. We've got to realize that. And I don't know how it's going to turn around. We're going to have to seek God for wisdom. But Obama was groomed to bring down America, and he is wanting to build the Muslim caliphate. That's why he's pouring millions of dollars into Iran, millions of dollars into Afghanistan, to the Taliban, leaving behind $85 billion worth of military equipment. That is all part of the design to keep that caliphate built up. When Trump went in, he got rid of ISIS, and the caliphate was set back some. But right now, they're in charge. It's being built back up. So, just like Linda said, we got to pray and seek God's faith and just trust him, brother.
Hey, good to hear from you. Have a good day.
You be blessed.
All righty, thank you, folks, for joining us today. And again, pray. Settle down in heaven.